here's a story from The World.
One of the country's most powerful and influential men died late last night. Hotel and casino magnate Sheldon Adelson was 87. Adelson's company, Las Vegas Sands, said the cause of death was complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Adelson spent part of his sizable fortune backing conservative candidates and causes, has been a major donor to President Trump. And when it comes to goings-on between Washington and Jerusalem in the past few years, perhaps no single person has had as much behind-the-scenes political sway. To talk about what Adelson represented in U.S.-Israeli politics, Michael Koplow is with me. He's the policy director with Israel Policy Forum in Washington. First of all, Michael, remind us, who was Sheldon Adelson?
Sheldon Adelson was an extremely wealthy American Jew. He spent a lot of money both on politics and on philanthropy in the United States and Israel. And in the United States, he is very closely tied to President Trump in policies that the Trump administration advanced when it came to Israel and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
We should note that Adelson also supported a lot of non-political causes, donating hundreds of millions to medical research and Jewish causes. But his role as a major political donor, how did that transition happen from casinos and real estate to politics? Like, what causes did he take up and why?
He's somebody who always had a very proud Jewish identity, and he was involved in a lot of Jewish organizations that were involved in Israel policy at the outset, from AIPAC to the Republican Jewish Coalition to the Israel American Council. And in particular, he was a big opponent of the JCPOA.
The Iran nuclear deal. Yeah.
The Iran nuclear deal. Adelson was very vocal in the fact that he thought President Trump should pull the United States out of the deal as soon as he became president. And I think that certainly the fact that he was a big supporter of President Trump doesn't necessarily mean that he convinced President Trump to do it. I think that pulling out of the Iran deal is something that President Trump would have done on his own by all indications. Mm. But Adelson certainly pushed him to do it very heavily.
So if you go down the checklist of other things aside from the JCPOA, what were the major moves regarding Israel and the West Bank under Trump that you think Adelson had a strong hand in?
Moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is the other policy that Adelson is most associated with. He felt very strongly that the United States should recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and Adelson is widely credited for backing that move and pushing that move.
So Benjamin Netanyahu said today he had deep sorrow and heartbreak over Adelson's death. How influential was Adelson among other Israeli leaders, and what was his overall reputation in Israel?
One of the things that I think is most interesting about Adelson is that he is probably as well known in Israel as he is in the United States. He was an enormous philanthropist to Israeli causes. He was a multi-million donor to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial. He was also a big funder of Birthright, which is an organization that brings American Jews on trips to Israel and is credited with strengthening the American Jewish connection to Israel. And so many Israeli leaders view him as a big supporter of Israel and of Israeli philanthropic causes. But aside from that, he is very much associated with Prime Minister Netanyahu, largely because he was the owner of Yisrael Hayom, which is the largest circulation newspaper in Israel. And it's effectively seen as state media in Netanyahu's service. In some ways, this is Adelson's largest impact inside of Israel, in that he now, for over a decade, has made what is essentially a multi-million dollar annual campaign contribution to Netanyahu.
Michael Koplow is the policy director with Israel Policy Forum in Washington, speaking with us about the late Sheldon Adelson. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.